Holy Rest, November 27, 2023. This week's theme is Jesus' victory in the book of Revelation. Grace to you and peace from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. Jesus is winning. The story goes that the dean of a small Lutheran seminary entered the school's gymnasium years ago to find the school janitor sitting in the bleachers reading his Bible. The dean asked him, "What are you reading?" The janitor responded, "The book of Revelation." The dean then asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The janitor replied, "I don't understand everything, but I know that Jesus is winning." The revelation was given by Jesus to John to share with Christians undergoing persecution in the late first century. These early Christians were being hard-pressed by unbelieving neighbors and unrelenting government officials. Some Christians were being imprisoned, while others were being killed. What were they to think? What were they to do? Had Jesus deserted them? Had he gone back on his promise to be with them always? Were their fervent prayers simply falling on deaf ears? Should they remain faithful to Jesus? Or should they compromise their faith, perhaps even giving it up entirely? The message John delivered to these beleaguered Christians was, "Do not despair, for Jesus is winning. Jesus will keep his promises to you, for he is the faithful witness. You need not fear persecution or even death, for Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. Jesus is the ruler over the kings of the earth. Jesus has loved you and cleansed you with his own blood. Jesus has made you kings and priests to his God and Father. Therefore, give Jesus glory as your Savior and Lord forever and ever." This was true in the first century. This is true for us today. Rejoice, therefore, in Jesus' victory shared with us. Lord Jesus, may your name be hallowed by us, your kingdom come to us, and your will be done among us. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clc.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Its website is GethsemaneCLC.org.